Wesley, W-E-S-L-E-Y, Foote, F-O-O-T-E, 10/18/64. Today's 4/9/24. Our patient is a 59-year-old gentleman who comes in today with a rash on his lower extremity, period. And he paragraph, he was traveling to Austin to visit his family, and he believes that's where he had the rash. He's concerned about possibility of multiple issues, including herpes zoster, because he's on lots of different medication for his brain tumor, also something that may be contagious since his daughter is pregnant, period. In the paragraph, the redness appears to be insect bites with some irritation and allergic reaction, period. In the paragraph, he suffers from atrial fibrillation, hyperlipidemia, glioblastoma. He's been on multiple medications in the past. His PET scan most recently showed the lesion within the insula, E-I-N-S-U-L-A. It's an inoperable lesion. He's finished his chemo and has finished his multiple investigational medications at MD Anderson. He's not taking any medication, period. He also has a history of hypertension. Allergen and drug allergy medication reviewed, opposite page. Newest medication is ONFI, O-N-F-I, 10 milligram once a day for seizure control. COVID immunization, none. Family history, non-contributory. Medical problems, atrial fibrillation, glioblastoma, hyperlipidemia, hypertension, ED. Surgeries, appendectomy, craniotomy, social, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink, he's watching his weight, he's active, he exercises all the time, review of system, has had some leg pain, arm pain, some nausea, history of carotid stenosis, some type BPH symptoms, tiredness, weight loss, no hematemesis, hematochezal, seizure, convulsion. His weight's down 12 pounds to 207 from 219, 98%, 98.6, 16, 68, 132 over 80. Heart positive, small positive, 2. Lungs are clear, abdomen soft, neck shows no JVD, skin shows evidence of insect bites, lower extremity, neurological non-focal. Assessment, number one, insect bites. Number two, I'm going to treat him with Decadron 8 milligram. Next number is... I'm not going to give him any steroids or antibiotic. Next time he's going to call me in 2 days. Next time is glioblastoma. Next time is off his chemo radiation at this time. Next time is last PET scan showed evidence of lesion within the insula. Next number, seizures controlled. Next number, he tolerated the Decadron well. Next number, he's going to call me in 3 days, and we'll decide regarding antibiotics and or steroids at that time. Next one is blood pressure control. Next one is BPH stable. Next one is carotid stenosis minimal. Next one is leg pain and arm pain multifactorial. Next one is atrial fibrillation. Doesn't appear to be an atrial fib at this time. Next one is nausea and vomiting. Has been on numerous medication, includes Carafate, Protonix, PPIs, and H2 blockers, and it's most likely related to nerves, and has had EGD, CT scan, and multiple workup in the past. No further workup needed at this time. Thank you.